This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Lawrence Yoon, who is Chief Economist and Senior Vice President of Research at the National Association of Realtors. As we reported extensively at the end of last month, the housing numbers that we've seen over this summer have gone from bad to downright frightening. In July, we saw existing home sales go down more than 27 points and some of the largest drops we've seen on record. And Dr. Yoon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Greg.
The quick explanation from a lot of experts on this has just been that there's a decline in home sales, people interested in buying, since the expiration of the first-time homebuyer's tax credit at the end of April. Is that the main reason, or are there other important factors to consider here as well?
Well, we have to wait a few additional months to see what happened, because certainly rational consumers would have entered the market when the home buyer tax credit was available. And with the absence of the stimulus medicine, we did anticipate this withdrawal symptoms, and it will probably last for a few additional months. But the key test is whether or not the market steadily recovers on its own. The economy is creating jobs, even though at a slow pace, and we have right now historically low mortgage rates. So those two combinations should steadily bring buyers back into the market, but it remains to be seen.
If the buyer's market exists right now, are we also seeing prices heading in the buyer's direction?
Let's recall, last year the economy lost 5 million jobs. Yet despite those job cuts, home sales actually rose last year, and also it stabilized home values. Now, we cannot have a bubble prices, so all the bubbles have been removed from the marketplace, and the market right now is at fundamentally justifiable levels. And the question is, if the buyers do not steadily return on its own, the natural economic forces of job creation, low rates, then we will have this extended period of too much supply in relation to the buyers, and it will pressure prices to decline. However, if the buyers do come back, given the easier-to-become homeowner situation in terms of, you know, the low mortgage rates, then we may actually be trying to recover on its own and on a path towards a normal housing market recovery.
Does that mean we've bottomed out? You mentioned justifiable home price levels. Obviously, there was a bubble. You mentioned it, and I think most of our listeners are certainly aware of it and how that triggered a large portion of the recent economic crisis we've been in. And it may vary from area to area throughout the country. It's not a one-stock housing market. But overall, do you believe that we've seen the bottom of this dip?
Places like Las Vegas, 60% price reduction from the peak. Other places, maybe 20%. The middle America really did not experience a bubble, and they are experiencing price declines of only single digits. But in the past 12 months, nearly every market has seen some price increase or price stabilization. Very few markets with lower price compared to 1 year before. So it may be suggesting that given that prices are now back to the normal home price to income ratio and other metrics, that there's no reason to go down further. But that is not to say that psychology, the confidence factor, can drive homes to overcorrect. So that's certainly a possibility. But if the buyers come back because of this historically low rates, I think the worst in housing could be over.
If, in fact, this is a good buyer's market right now, what's the reason for the relatively slow sales, in addition potentially to the expiration of the first-time home buyer's tax credit? Is it uncertainty about their own jobs, the larger economy as a whole? What else could be playing into the psychology of this?
Right now, I think, you know, one cannot judge the normal economic factors to housing, because many people who would normally have bought a home in July or August would have jumped in June. I mean, it's a rational consumer choice to want that tax credit. So because people have jumped in, there's very few people in the pipeline, so we should anticipate this soft sales. And we are still tallying up the figures for August, anticipating similarly low. But I think later in the year, to see whether the housing market can recover on its own. And certainly the high unemployment rate is holding back confidence. Even with people with jobs, I mean, there's anxiety about job losses. But we have to remember the economy has generated from the beginning of the year to today about 700,000 private sector job, not government jobs, private sector jobs. So it is a move in the right direction. I wish it was a faster recovery, but nonetheless, at least the worst in the job market also appears to be over.
What are you seeing in terms of access to credit? How easy is it for folks to get loans when they do think it's now the right time to buy?
For people who are looking to buy a home, you know, the first step would be to get that mortgage qualification. And every lender that I speak to, they are saying current underwriting standard is more tighter than even under normal circumstances. I mean, they certainly don't want to return to the lax underwriting standards. But right now, the pendulum has swung too much to the other side. But one thing that can help homeowners obtain that loan is if they decide to stay well within their budget. So don't overstretch. The first home purchase may not be their dream home. It's their starter home. But this is the old-fashioned, hard-earned American way. People buy a home, starter home, then over time, as they move up the economic ladder, then they trade up from that. So this would be a normal, healthy market transition. And I think we are moving towards that process after experiencing this unprecedented bubble and very painful crash.
We're talking to Dr. Lawrence Yoon, Chief Economist at the National Association of Realtors. And Dr. Yoon, you mentioned there, don't overstretch. Define that. What is overstretching and what, generally speaking, is within someone's means, percentage-based or whatever metric you want to use to gauge that?
To be comfortable, I mean, once you say that about 30% of their income should not be more than 30% of their income should not be for housing. So if their mortgage payment would fall under 30% of their gross income, then they are in a fairly safe range. And this is assuming that they have a stable job and they are sure that there will be. And also people should be looking for long-term home purchase, not for short-term flipping, because that's a gamble. It may work out, it may not. But if people are looking to buy a home for the long haul, you know, whether it is 5 years for a younger couple, whether it's 10 years for mid-age people, if they are looking for that time period, I think generally they would be fine and would experience a positive equity gain for people who are entering the market, given that prices are so low today.
Last question. You mentioned mortgage rates are at a pretty good spot right now. What do you forecast in terms of mortgage rates and interest rates in the coming months?
The mortgage rate, 4.4%. Anything under 5%, I would consider as a bonus rate. Because macroeconomic forces suggest the mortgage rate will be inching higher. We have very high budget deficit. And also, if the economy begins to accelerate, and that's part of a good reason, but another sort of negative side impact is that when economy accelerates, that will put some inflationary pressure. And when that happens, generally mortgage rate rises. So people who are locking in today at 4.5% on average, they are getting a bonus rate.
Dr. Yoon, it'll be interesting to see how the numbers turn out, as you mentioned, not only later this month, but also in the months ahead. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Dr. Lawrence Yoon is Chief Economist at the National Association of Realtors, where he's also Senior Vice President of Research. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.